This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A delegation of leaders from seven African nations met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Russian government's 18th-century Kostanovsky Palace in St. Petersburg Saturday in hopes to mediate the Ukraine-Russia conflict. At the opening of the talks, the leader of the African delegation, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, got right to the point.
And we are here to communicate a very clear message that we would like this war to be ended.
Ramaphosa raised the issue of grain shipments through Black Sea ports, which is directly affecting African nations by raising food costs. He also raised the issue of children taken from Ukraine to Russia, an issue that prompted the International Criminal Court to issue a warrant for Putin's arrest. Putin said he was open to holding talks on what he called the Ukrainian situation. The meeting in Russia comes a day after the delegation met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky said there could be no peace talks with Russia until its forces withdrew from occupied Ukrainian territory. The preliminary findings of a team of legal experts assisting Ukraine's prosecutors in their investigation of the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine indicates it was extremely likely the dam breach was caused by explosives planted by Russians. Experts with the international human rights law firm Global Rights Compliance visited Ukraine's Kherson region last week with Ukraine's prosecutor general and a team from the International Criminal Court. Global Rights Compliance attorney Katriana Murdoch, who led the investigation, told Reuters about their findings.
The analysis looking at seismic centers, looking at the open source intelligence that our open source providers have worked with and demolition experts, we're confident at this point that this was a deliberate attack, and we believe that there were explosives placed within the dam itself